Eve will take place December 29th through the 31st at the Salt Palace Convention Center. Downtown Alliance will host the event. Director Jason Mathis says the popular ballroom is back, which is literally a ballroom filled with more than 2,000 beach balls, lasers, and lights. Attendees can also expect to see Bounce Town, which is an indoor playground made up of inflatables, where Mathis says kids of all ages can unleash their wiggles.
As kids have been cooped up for the Christmas holidays, this is a great way for them to come down and spend some energy in Bounce Town. And it really underscores Intermountain Healthcare's messages about healthy living and keeping active.
New to Eve will be a Comic-Con costume contest on the 30th with $1,500 in cash prizes. For Utah Jazz fans, this year an Eve Pass will get you into the December 30th game against the Charlotte Bobcats. Conversely, a Jazz ticket for that game or a season pass will get patrons into all 3 days of the Eve celebration. Kids ages 3 to 9 will be charged $5 for admission this year. Children 2 and under won't be charged. Tickets for all other ages are $15. Mathis says about 40,000 people will flow into the downtown area for the festivities. He says the long-term goal is to create a national celebration
that attracts skiers to our community to stay downtown that week between Christmas and New Year's, so that when people are making their decision about where they're going to go on a ski vacation, Salt Lake City starts to compete with other destinations.
Venues with admission fees that are included in the Eve Pass are Clark Planetarium, Off-Broadway Center Cinemas, and the Leonardo. Organizers note the Dead Sea Scrolls exhibit is only available as an upgrade. Whitney Evans, KUER News.